spending. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden has signed the $1.7 trillion government funding package, otherwise known as the Omnibus Bill. It will provide nearly $45 billion for Ukraine, new funding for disaster relief, larger budgets for defense, as well as non-defense items. Plus, some good news for Southwest Airlines travelers after being stranded by canceled flights.
Southwest executives have announced a return to normal operations tomorrow, promising minimal disruptions. This after Southwest Airlines canceled two-thirds of its normal flight operations to try to get crew and aircraft back into positions where they can resume this normal schedule. If you look at flight cancellations across the nation, domestic flights, almost 2,500 flights will be canceled across all airlines. Well, 2,300 plus of them belong to Southwest Airlines today. Tomorrow, they drop to 39 flight cancellations for Southwest.
Fox's Mike Tobin. And Texas is using a similar tactic Arizona did to prevent migrants from crossing into the U.S.
The state of Texas is bolstering its border here. These cargo containers were brought in shortly before Christmas, and now over the past 2 days, we've watched as the National Guard has put razor wire on top of those shipping containers. And Governor Greg Abbott's office tells us that it's taking, quote, unprecedented action to enhance its border safety strategies. That's something we are witnessing in real time here in Eagle Pass and also to the northwest in El Paso, where the National Guard installed 2 miles of fencing along the border there.
Fox's Matt Finn. Meanwhile, stocks rallied to a higher close on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 1.7%. The NASDAQ and Dow also closed higher. Tesla recovered much of its recent losses. The Labor Department says the number of people seeking unemployment benefits was only modestly higher last week, a sign that the labor market remains strong. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Vatican says Pope Benedict XVI is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious. It comes a day after it was revealed that the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. Officials at the Vatican releasing a statement saying Pope Francis is asking for continued prayers to accompany Benedict in these difficult hours. On Wednesday, Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and went to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens. St. Peter's Square has been mostly filled with visitors from abroad for the peak Christmas tourism season, but the recent news has brought some locals out to pay their respects. Plus, the designer of the punk look has died.
Vivienne Westwood, the fashion designer behind the punk rock movement in the 70s, has died at the age of 81. A post on her official Twitter page reads, Vivienne Westwood died today peacefully and surrounded by her family in South London. The world needs people like Vivienne to make a change for the better. The post included a pic of Westwood in a frock with a heart on top of script, alongside a quote from the Tao spiritual system. It read, Tao gives you a feeling that you belong to the cosmos and gives you purpose to your life. It gives you such a sense of identity and strength to know you're living the life you can live and therefore ought to be living. Make full use of your character and full use of your life on Earth. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Tributes continue to pour in following the death of a Brazilian soccer legend.
Pelé's oldest daughter, Kelly Nascimento, wrote on Instagram, "All that we are is thanks to you. We love you endlessly." The Brazilian government called Pelé champion of champions, a living legend of our lifetime, and football perfection. Pelé's former club team, Santos, on Twitter posted a picture of a gold crown with the word eterno, meaning eternal. Former President Barack Obama praised Pelé for understanding the power power of sports to bring people together. An Olympic sprinting champion, Usain Bolt, posted, a sporting legend, rest in peace, King Pele.
Fox's Bob Mortali, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.